don't have none. All right, we're going to get started, guys. We go up, open up with discussion of the tentative budget for the 2019-2020 school year. We'll turn it over to Ms. Sheila Hall.
They haven't pushed out the second calculation, so we're going off our first, but I cannot send it to the paper until I get the second, but it should be very minimal changes, if any. In front of you, you have our schedule for our tentative budget. We're on July 18th, and I'm asking the board for permission to advertise our budget for 19-20. Okay, if you'll go to the second page, is the notes for the public hearing. I'm just going to kind of go over how our millage is looking this year versus last year. The total millage rate for 2019-2020 is 6.0310, which is 0.173 of a mil less than last year's millage rate of 6.204. The total millage rate is 2.15%, is less than the calculated rollback rate, which is the millage rate that would be required to raise last year's taxes based on this year's property values. There was a property increase of over $50 million. The total millage rate for this year includes a 0.173 mil decrease in the state required millage rate, which decreased from 3.956 to 3.7830. The discretionary operating millage rate, the same at 0.748. The capital improvement millage rate is at 1.5 mils. That has not changed. Okay, for other information, for 19-20 is the third of our 4 years that we have commitment on this new construction. We want to use the 1.5 to assist in the special facilities. And we're generating approximately $405,642 in the capital improvement. It's very vital.
This 1.5 mil is in place until it has to be approved?
It has to be approved every year. And every district that I have touched base has this in place because we don't get enough revenue to keep going without it, especially in a rural area. Now, the sales tax, I haven't addressed that. I'm going to have to put the sales tax back on the referendum next year in November. I've got to do a lot of legwork to get to that if y'all want to do that. It's a 10-year period.
November 20?
Yes, sir. November. We'll have to, I have to do a lot of extra than what we've been in the past where you have to, I have to reach out to DOE.
And we'll go through a lot of workshops and stuff with y'all.
Yes.
Showing how it's crucial.
Yes,
that
very
we keep
important.
It in place.
It is actually 100% of my sales tax is going towards our commitment on the new construction.
Don't have any questions, now stop us.
I'm trying to get some of that, so if y'all do have any questions, just because this is basically tentative, I'll get those numbers, true numbers, and I'll send it on to the maker. The notes for the third page, the notes for 19-20 budget. I just broke it down from what we had last year. In 18-19, what our required effort millage rate.
I tried to get her to make it smaller, but she wouldn't.
From last year to this year, and you can see that the numbers from 18-19, the total millage was 6.204. This year it's 6.031, which that will it went down, so I will not have to put an ad in the paper for an increase, which we are not in control of that part, but it's all based on property value. Your base student allocation last year was 4,203.95. This year it did go up $75.54. Now it's 4,279.49 per student based out of student allocation.
Let me, Sheila, can I go back one
yes,
thing?
Sir.
Is it be the next fiscal year we'll anticipate decreases in property values because of the storm?
That's what I'm judging, because I did call property appraiser's office,
right,
because the numbers that they sent in versus what was projected with DOE was way off. And so I called him and asked him, and he said, no, the numbers that I sent you are accurate. I said, that's all I need to know. So that's why I'm waiting on my second count.
Are they going off of 2018?
Well, they have to go in there, and they had to reassess the values, and so it won't probably show up until the next year.
The next year, right,
yeah,
right, right.
Yeah. Okay, the next thing, is that all?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The district cost differential, this year is 0.9347 is for your districts, especially your small districts. Your local effort, we're looking at $1,023,029 there, which is a reduction of $40,000, well over $40,000. So again, as you can see, your taxable value of property last year was $280 million. This year's 281. And the question you were asking, Kyle, was about property.
Right, right.
It'd be next year probably. And let's see. And I gave you an example of a one meal. What that would run generate is $281 million. You have to divide that by 1,000, multiply by 96%, because I can only build my budget off of 96%. I can't 100%. So that would be $270,428. And that's what I built in my budget to help assist us with our construction commitment too. And basically the district operations, I put down there the 0.748 mill compression allocation by state and what ours is generating. So that's the difference. So the total operational would be $458,855. And then I turn around and explain how much a 1.5 mil at 96%, and that's our capital improvement. And let's see. And at the bottom is your rollback rate, is the millage rate that it would take to raise last year's local required effort based on the current year's property assessed value. And there you can see it's a negative percent, so that's why we will not have to ask for an add increase. The next page, what I went in there and done was that you have a fourth calculation. We have that in place right now. And it's a breakdown of my FEFP funded. Then I've got the first cal, and that's what we were working this budget off of. And you can see that there's a difference of $33,000 less than, but you on your FEFP. But you got to consider now they've put in there your best and brightest in there in this year's FEFP. They're putting it back on the districts to make a decision on how to distribute the best and brightest. It's not the state any longer. So that's why I put a zero in the fourth cal of 18-19, because it wasn't there in the FFP. Plus, our digital has gone down. It was 450,000 last year, and it's, or 407 was recalculated, and now it's 250,000. Another hit, let me see, your student transportation stayed about the same. We had a reduction in FTE of around 39 FTE, so that that hit us about $32,000-$33,000 on our FTE. Class size reduction, if you go further down, that's on the categorical page. That went down $17,615. Lottery went down. And so we had a total change from last year to this year, $91,000 at the bottom.
On that lottery, you said it's, that's just a percentage it went down, right? You don't have an amount, is it?
Lottery.
3% or?
Yeah, it was very small. I did not put that in there. It was very small. It did go down, but not very much. We don't get lottery dollars as much as we used to many years ago. They just moved money, shifted money around. The next page is our capital projects. This is our construction. This is left in our construction phase, the $22 million. To be paid out. We'll probably pay out a chunk of that. This year we'll probably have a little bit of bills left into the 2021 year, but that is what we've got left to expense on this project. And then the 370 is our capital improvement. That is how I broke it down. It's an estimation. It's always an estimation. We have the discretion to shift the funds where we need, wherever the board decides to, if they need, you never know what comes up during the year, so we have that discretion based off the superintendent and the board's call. Sales tax, as you can see, I can use the computer software funding for that, a little bit of that. You have to be very cautious with that sales tax. And then the transfer is the commitment to the high school. I try to spend as much as I can on that because it is so restrictive. The next page is basically what I'll have in the paper for our budget summary, and is the federal, state, local revenue, and then your transfers in and out, and then our expenditures. And so this is based off of projection of expenditures for this year. Now, if you'll look down, just to let y'all know about the facilities for the insurance claims, I built into the budget and the revenue side and the expenditure side on what we were projecting to be spent. I know in Belfort we have around $880,000 that's still got to be spent, but it's still in review over at PAC. So, but I did build it where we can see that. Any questions about this page?
So our total operating budget is $16 million.
Yes, for general fund, yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the capital projects are, as stated, $23 million, and that's because of the construction.
That's construction and the insurance and all, and that
yes,
one and all.
How I handle that on the in the capital outlay, I try to, there's some discretion, we go to the next page, is gonna be put in the paper as well. It tells you how we're gonna spend, what we can spend capital outlay on, and insurance is one of them. Well, not health insurance, property.
Yeah.
The next page is just my notice on public hearing. Right here, this is what it would have been on an increase budget hearing add if there was an increase, but it's not. It's a decrease, so I didn't have to put the budget hearing on there. The next page is the notice of tax for school capital outlay, and this is where I get, this has to match my budget. I have to make sure that it's in here. If it's not in here as advertised, I cannot spend it. So I try to put it out there where if something comes up, I just go ahead and throw it in there just to cover me, because if not, you have to put it back in the paper if you want to spend those funds differently. And that's a cost to the district and why. So. And basically the next page is I have the newspaper to sign off that they understand the ad, how it's supposed to be laid out, because we don't want to have to go and it's about $1,500 is what it costs to advertise our budget. So we want to get it right the first time.
Any other questions? We want to thank you for all the hard work y'all put in.
Again, the 29th will be D-Day, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll be locking in for the year.
And that will be where you approve the estimated budget. This is basically a proven for me to be able to advertise it.
Thank you, Sheila. Right, at this time, we're going to turn it over to Mr. Summers to talk to us about adult ed. Mr. Summers?
All right. We get an honor every now and then of recognizing our adult students who have gone through the program and achieved their graduation diploma. And Terrell Sykes, who's our commander-in-chief up there, is going to do some introductions.
Was coming up here. Mr. Summers, when I talked to him earlier today, he told me that he was going to tell a joke to loosen y'all up, and then he just introduced me, so I guess I'm the joke. I'll keep this as brief as possible, no matter how long it takes. We got one or two more that I'm kind of waiting on, but did write down some interesting things. We got some new board members that haven't been a part of our graduation in the last couple years, but this year, even with Hurricane Michael and students relocating and the devastation of them losing their house or having damage, we were still able to graduate 10 students this year. And after they graduated, some of them scattered as far as Texas, so we're still waiting on a few to come in. But in the last 3 years, we've graduated 55 students. And we can't do it on our own. Ms. Donnelly, my assistant and I, it takes Mr. Summers, Mr. Day, the assistant, all the school board members, finance, Ms. Gay Lewis, everybody. It takes a team to get this done, and we're very thankful and appreciative of all y'all's help and support. So,
and can we give a hand to Terrell and Dawn and all of our adult ed students?
Kind of funny walking up here. I didn't really know what I was going to say, but I guess y'all on the same boat because y'all didn't know what I was going to say either. So, we have for the graduates that come up, if the parents or family want to take a picture, I'll have Mr. Summers stand up and shake your hand, and you can just hold it like this, and kind of what we do at the adult school, and that's just for your family and stuff. I've already been threatened not to put somebody's picture in the paper. Melissa. but anyway, so we'll do that, and then you'll go by and shake the school board member's hand, and we'll go from there. In addition, I'd also like to thank, and I almost left her out, Ms. Sharon Alston was super generous. She offered to give each one of these students a certificate to come by and get a full portrait package done in their cap and gown. So a lot of thanks from Ms. Alston. And I'm sure, I'll do a call up that we got that I know is here. Melissa, if you'll come on up, you can be my first one.
I'm a little embarrassed because it took so long, but I did it.
That's right.
It's all right. Okay. Setting up.
Way back.
Yeah. All that matters is that you finish.
And we want to get a photo of each one.
Right.
We got it coming?
Yeah.
I knew this girl back in hospital school.
20,
man.
Yeah.
All right. 30. God bless you. Congratulations, young man.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, girl.
Congratulations.
You look good in that outfit, too. I like it.
Mark's always in my place.
Oh, yeah.
right, Mr. Jacob Parr. He stepped out. All right. Now, this next one's kind of special. Some people, as far as motivation, some of them take a carrot, some of them take a stick, and Dawn and I kind of rotate who's giving what to who. But Brent Ernest actually graduated this morning and is actually wearing his dad's cap and gown.
Y'all out there that we share experiences with in school, this is a big deal.
Don't ever let anybody tell you it's not. This is a big deal for y'all. This opened up doors that were shut to you till this point. So we all congratulate you on behalf of the board and myself, and appreciate y'all coming out. Appreciate who you are and what you've done. Great acknowledgement.
Thank you.
At this time, we're going to take about a 3 to 5 minute break, recess. Anyone like to leave, may. Would you like to, or you stay if you want to.
Take care, young lady.